And thanks for joining today's Cyber Tech Talk, Mind the Gap. My name is Cecile Gieler and I will be managing today's session. Before we get started, I have some housekeeping notes. First, I want to point out the questions module within the ON24 platform. We welcome you to enter your questions at any point during the presentation, and if time allows, we will answer whatever questions we can at the end of the session. You can always adjust the size of the media player and slides on your end to make them bigger or smaller, depending on your preference. And finally, please note that this session is being recorded and we will share a link to the session after we wrap up today. Now I'm going to pass it over to our presenter. With us today, we have Jonathan Cooper, Senior Sales Engineer at Onapsis. He will be taking us through the gaps that often exist and offer practical solutions tailored for these unique security challenges. And with that, I will hand it over to our speaker. Take it away, John.
Thank you, Cecile, and thanks for giving me the chance to speak. This was a blog that I actually wrote last year, and it was based on my experience attending an event in London, which was the InfoSec event at Excel. We go every year, and it's a huge event, and this event was quite interesting for us because it was soon after the lockdown had finished and people could travel and meet people. So we were quite excited to meet customers and partners and vendors and see people face to face. So it was based on that experience. And I really realized something that we've been talking about internally, and that's why I wrote this blog. So the event is huge. There's tens of thousands of people attend. It is in the Excel. It's the entire floor. There's so many vendors there. Okay. On this day, the trains were delayed, or actually cancelled. There was a strike, but the Elizabeth line was quite new. It just opened, which meant that people could get there on the Tuesday, but Wednesday was the really busy day. So we were at the, let me skip forward now. So it's based on, the blog was called Mind the Gap, and it's only a short blog, but like I say, based on my experience of the event. So at the event, we attended and we have a booth, and the one question which we did ask people is, to qualify people, do you run SAP? And that, anyone who knows SAP, they have a tagline, say, the best run businesses run SAP. So 400,000 customers in the world run SAP. There's all sorts of statistics about how much revenue is transacted through, but commonly used is 80% of the world's revenue touches an SAP system daily. So who wouldn't run SAP at the event? But every person we asked, they didn't want to interact with us. They kind of said they don't know. We asked, does your business run SAP? I'm not sure. To nose, to running away, and hands outstretched. I put some examples, a bit of fun really, about how people were trying to avoid us, but it was quite clear that they didn't want to engage with us. And it got me thinking about something we've been talking about internally. You know, why am I telling you this? And this is the whole point. This is the crux of the blog. So it's to highlight a problem that we see in the market, okay? And there's this gap between SAP security and IT cybersecurity. And InfoSec absolutely confirmed this for us. And let me explain, okay? Let me just move on to the next slide. So as you'd expect at the InfoSec event, it was very much cyber and IT professional focused, okay? So the likes of Palo Alto, we've got Qualys, we've got FireEye, Splunk, Rapid7, Lookout, many vendors were there. It's quite a saturated market when you look at it, actually. There's lots of companies doing similar things. And they all offer great defense in depth tools, and they offer the layers around the organizations, from the actual physical to human to networked endpoint infrastructure. And that's the problem where it starts. So if you look at this diagram, I've got defense in depth layers. As I mentioned, you have things like physical protection, and then you have obviously policies, procedures, and the people at these events were very much in the what are called the IT cybersecurity. So it's the firewalls, the VPNs, the packet filters, the intrusion detection, the IDS, IPS. they are responsible for protecting the databases. They involved with the patching of the OS and also identity access management. Okay, and that is very much in the hands of the IT and the cyber teams. Now, these are established tools. They've been around for a long time, for decades, and they do a fantastic job, and they're absolutely required. But the problem with this is those tools are so good at protecting those outer layers of what we call the defense in depth. The one layer, which is the application layer, has been targeted more and more by the cyber attackers. And there's a gap between what they do, which typically stops at the application layer, the SAP application layer, and what happens within the application layer, which I'll move on to next. But all those great things typically stop. I spoke to a few vendors, because we were there for 3 days, and I asked them, do you protect the application layer for SAP? And they said, yes. And I said, show me. And one of them showed me. It was just patching information. It was just critical patches. But you need to go much, much deeper than that. You need to work much deeper than that. And more, so that's where we can help at Anapsys. And it's almost like it got me thinking, there's a famous rap line about, hey, Willie, this famous American bank robber, Willie Sutton, he used to rob banks, he's well known. Why'd you rob banks? And he said, ah, that's where the money is. But now the banks are closed. Physical banks, the high street banks, aren't open. I have to move banks next month because my bank, all the branches are physically closed in the UK. There's only one open in London. I live in Sheffield. That's no good for me. But they've all digitized. And as the companies are doing, everyone is digitizing now. And ERP is playing a massive role in that. And as I mentioned, 80% of the world's revenue touches an SAP system. There's a lot of money transacting through those systems. That's why the online attackers are using the cyber attacks to attack the SAP systems. Okay, so it's the way the world has changed, really. Let me nip on to the next slide. So the gap is at the application layer. There's a gap between IT and cyber and what happens within the actual layer itself. And as I mentioned, that's the points one and two. There's a gap between the two. Point three is, yes, there are controls within SAP, absolutely. We always have security and authorizations team. You have identity and access management. You have single sign-on. You have all those things in place. And this is where auditors really focus, actually. They look for minimizing SOD violations. And this is what I call business controls. And by that, I mean they are checking to see if I can, if I authenticate and access an SAP system, my access within the data, within the system itself, is restricted to the data I need to see. So if I work in the warehouse, I can pick stock, I can post good issue. I can't access things like sensitive data. I can't create and generate and post an invoice. It's restricted by my role. And that is also absolutely required. But the types of cyber attacks that we see can bypass these controls, completely bypass them, because the first thing they do is they'll gain privileged access and bypass those controls. And the reason this is important, because we know this, we've got a threat intelligence report, which we released a year ago with SAP, and it shows that these attacks at the application layer happen quickly, and they are real. We've got evidence to show this. We've got video recordings of this. And as a timeline, I'm just showing here on this next slide. When we at Anapsys found a vulnerability, it was a critical vulnerability. It was the recon vulnerability. It was some time ago. I'm just showing you a timeline, and this timeline applies to a lot of the critical vulnerabilities we see. So when we find a vulnerability, our threat research team, the first thing they do is inform SAP of the vulnerability, and SAP then confirm the vulnerability themselves and then start to work on a patch. That can take quite a long time. It can take a number of weeks. This one took about 7 weeks, I think, 6 or 7 weeks. So what happens is, at that point, soon after, we can do an outreach to customers, and we tell them there's a critical vulnerability, there's a zero-day patch which we've released to our platform, to the Defend platform. It will alert them of any attackers trying to take advantage of this open door until the patch is actually released. But we don't give them the specifics, we just give them general information. And when we know, working with SAP, of the release date, close to the time, then we'll do an outreach again and explain the problem, what the resolution will look like, and we try and explain to them up front what needs to be done to, in order to help protect. And the reason for that is, if you look at this timeline, on the 12th of July, it was, this patch was released, Patch Tuesday, and it was a critical vulnerability, CVSS10. What we did is we started monitoring activity after that. And then 2 days after the actual patch was released, we noticed that there's an exploit available on GitHub. So it was documented, it's on GitHub, explained how to access this vulnerability and what to do. And then we also detected mass scanning was observed a day after that. So people are talking online, they're finding out this vulnerability, they're accessing the SAP system. There was then also a how to exploit on YouTube. So someone's recorded a video, uploaded it to YouTube to show you how to take advantage of this vulnerability. And we're seeing thousands of hits, people watching this, liking this, it's online. And then I think it's 5 days after that, there was a fully weaponized exploit available to buy. So this is real, and we have, you know, the numbers to back this up. We can see the scanning, the number of attacks, people checking for this vulnerability. And this is just one of many vulnerabilities we see. We also, actually after that, we released a free self-assessment tool for people who don't have an APSIS to help people identify if they have this vulnerability, and also gave some advice on how to fix it, because this is so important. So that's a typical timeline we see. That's just to show that this is real, and this happens, and this happens quickly. So back to the blog. The other issue we talk about is complexity. Not only do people have IT and the defense in depth, they also have security and authorizations within SAP themselves. Of course they do. What they have is, they have a lot of tools to help reduce and identify risk within the actual SAP system themselves. They'll have things like Solution Manager for patching, Early Watch, Focus Run. It could be access control, process control, config validation, risk management. There's many different tools that can be used to try and mitigate risk and identify risk within those applications. But each one of those tools requires a specific skill set. And often we could see that those tools are used in what we call silos. And it's, you know, it's a functional silo. It needs a specialist skill to implement, to manage, to maintain, to configure. And, you know, it's also a gap between the SAP functional and the technical consultants, because the basis guys are very technical. The functional consultants who use those tools, they don't often talk to each other. I know this because I did it for years myself. And the other thing is, those tools take time to configure, to manage, to maintain. So as people move towards this agile way of working, that gap is also an issue we see. So we want to try and get visibility, which leads me on to the next point, which is a point five about visibility of risk. I've shown the NIST framework. There's five pillars there, and the first one is identify risk, identify assets within your enterprise. And it's difficult for people to get a quick view of risk within an SAP system. If a CISO says to the head of ERP, is my SAP system safe? They'll say, yes, of course it is. I've got security and authorizations in place. But then they'll say, can you show me? Can you show me evidence of that? And that can then prove difficult. They have to look at, you know, previous audits. They have to ask for like reports. They have to ask for information to be generated. What you need is a quick visibility. You almost need a policy, an automated way to identify risk quickly, visualize it on a dashboard, and then use that to report on as well. So you'd like to see not only your risk position, but how it's been managed over time. Are my critical issues increasing? Are they decreasing? In which assets is it increasing, decreasing? You want that visibility, that slice and dice of that information. And that's the key thing. You want to identify risk early. And laid on top of this, there's lots of gaps, but there's also, there's a skills gap in the IT and in the cybersecurity market. So we know there's a massive shortfall in security professionals, in cyber professionals, and it makes it more difficult. It just adds to this whole problem that I realized that not only is there a gap in all these different areas, there's a skills gap. And it's also that there's a knowledge gap, because people, when even within the SAP domain, they believe that SAP is secure by default, and unfortunately it's not. And it's not secure from a cybersecurity perspective. We always say you have to patch up to date. The key thing to do is patch with SAP. But we also speak to so many people, and there's always a backlog. It takes a long time to analyze those patches. It takes time to analyze the effects of those configuration changes. So there's always a backlog. It's a difficult exercise. They need help to do this in visibility, need automation. And that's where Anapsys, we can help with this. So with Anapsys, we have a platform, and it really addresses those key pillars of the NIST cybersecurity framework. We can give you quick, easy visibility of risk with your enterprise through a predefined policy. So we have a policy with lots of depth of checks. It looks for patching information, looks for configuration issues, looks for privileged authorization issues, interface checks. It checks many, many hundreds of settings. You schedule the jobs, they run in the background, you run it against all your assets, and you see those findings in the dashboard. And you can drill into the detail. You can look at your critical issues, your high issues. You can analyze it by asset type, by different systems. And every time we find a vulnerability, we rank it, and we also tell you how to fix it. So massive automation gains for you, given to you out of the box. We also help not only look at the system configurations and system settings, we also check your custom codes and where people are migrating to S4. Often it's brownfield, even if it's greenfield. They have a lot of technical debt in the custom code they need to move, or if they are considering to do any enhancements, even with the keep the core clean process. There will be enhancements in BTP. You need to manage those and manage those that they are secure. So we can analyze and scan your custom code, all the enhancements. Again, we'll rank them. We'll tell you which ones are critical or high. We'll categorize those for you. And we have a fantastic tool called the one-click fix. And for a high percentage of those critical security findings, you can press a button and those will be resolved for you. So again, it's giving you automation. It's helping you clean that technical debt. It's preparing you for the S4 migrations and for any greenfield projects as you code and develop in the ABAP Workbench or BTP or these new IDEs and new languages, you can be secure, and it maintains that clean code base. And we also have the detection, which is the Defend product. And Anapsys Defend is a real-time threat detection and monitoring. It analyzes 18 different logs every minute. It'll run 2,000 of our own patterns through that to detect either any external attack or any internal privilege misuse. And if it detects those, you'll see a notable event, an alarm in the Defend dashboard, and it will tell you which systems have been attacked. It'll tell you details of the actual vulnerability of the attack itself. And you can also integrate that to the SIM tools. So this is back to the InfoSec. There was a lot of, SIM tools and providers out there like the Splunk, the Sentinels, the ArcSight, the QRadar, Exabeams. It can integrate to that, so the SOC team can actually see those SAP events. So the people we were talking to, and we were saying to them, do you run SAP? They don't know SAP, they don't understand SAP. we can send an alarm to that SOC team and we can give it some high level information to say, this is a critical attack. It's related to an authorization change. It's also related to a previous access and creation of a user. And you can soon see and start to correlate those events in the SIM tool, do some analysis of that and forensic analysis in the SIM tool of those SCP events for the first time. So you are giving that visibility to the SOC team and InfoSec of attacks against your SCP system. We make it really easy for them to see those attacks so they can then respond to those events, yeah? And yeah, that was the key point there. So Anapsis, the key thing is we have all this content given to you out of the box. It's pre-populated for you. It offers you massive automation and benefits. And it is focusing on that gap, which is the application layer. We are hardening the SCP layer and we are protecting it from external attacks. We're also monitoring for internal privilege misuse, and it's based on our 14 years of knowledge and experience working on this. And with SAP, we work closely with SAP on this, and we're the only SAP endorsed cyber partner. And we are also working with them very closely because they have some great SAP cyber and security tools to enhance those and work together so we can protect you as an organization. So that was really the overview of the blog. And on the evening, I like photography. I took some pictures of the event, walking in the morning early, leaving at night. It was nice to get some pictures of the event. So that was the overview. And I don't know, Cecile, if there'd been any questions.
Thank you, John. Let me look into it. And thanks for your personal insights from the last event. And let me see. Yes, we have actually a question coming in. And the question is, we are considering SAP RISE. Do we have protection?
Okay, good question. A lot of people are considering RISE. And RISE is an offering from SAP. It's billed as transformation as a service. Basically, it helps you migrate from traditional ECC systems to S4HANA into the cloud. And again, it's back to that gap of setting people's expectations. By default, you don't have what I call cybersecurity services. For example, SAP will protect the database, the OS. The hyperscalers can offer that as well. All that, everything below the application, the application layer is the customer's responsibility. Okay, so you have to be aware of this. It's your responsibility or the SI's responsibility to protect access to the system and within the system. And also, it's that hardening of the system, that additional layer, what I call above the SAP security, you have the SAP cybersecurity. Harden the application for external attacks, monitor for internal events, run this continuously, run daily, weekly jobs, assessments of your systems, check for compliance issues as well. And again, we're partnering very close with SAP to offer the Anapsis services as part of the RISE package. So, and when you look at RISE, there's lots of products you have to choose from. You opt in or opt out. There's lots of security services you can opt for, and cybersecurity services as well. So check those details. But we do work very close with SAP to offer the services to support you in the RISE journey. Okay?
Okay, thank you. And I would say that brings us to time. So for any other questions in the chat, we will be reaching out to you individually to get those answered. Also, just a brief reminder to everyone listening that this session has been recorded and the link to the recording will be emailed to you afterwards. And with that, thanks again to John and to everyone for joining this Cyber Tech Talk today. Have a good day. Thank you.